Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is November the 5th, 2014. And I hope everyone's results for the election were great. Of course, now we have a bunch of Republicans taking over, so I hope no one is offended by that. Let's not have a cat fight over that. Let's just hope for the best out of government. It's all confusing. You never know. But anyhow, you're probably wondering, what am I doing back with Lisa Tarvis again? Well, unfortunately, with our last show, turned out it was a great outcome. After all, I had plenty of callers calling in, questioning Lisa on their future endeavors. But obviously we had a little bit of static, and I appreciate for the ones who listened to the archive. But I brought Lisa back because we wanted to do a rerun of all this over again, just the way you watch rerun on Burn Notice or any other reality show. I want to do a rerun of this. So let's welcome Lisa back again. And if you don't remember Lisa, Lisa is board certified as an expert holistic health practitioner by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She is also a certified Reiki master. She does an aromatherapy, color therapy, chakra therapy. The list goes on, but I'm not going to bore you half to death with that. We're going to bring Lisa on. Do call in at 347-426-3751 and do call in with your questions. We're going to try to keep the questions to 1 to 2 minutes. So within that time frame, if another person comes on, then we're going to have to go on. But also the chat box will be open again up for you. So welcome. Thank you for tuning in and listening to The Bright Side with Technisha. And Lisa, how are you doing today? I'm glad that you came on back.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate you for accepting the offer. I was like, ooh, all that stacking. I couldn't get rid of it, so I said, we got to do it over again, Lisa.
Yeah, that's crazy. It makes you crazy when there's something wrong with the sound. It doesn't work.
Right. Oh, it hurt my nerves, Lisa.
I know.
We discussed the last time about you being a psychic. Describe how you first realized that you had psychic ability.
Well, honestly, I don't ever remember not having or knowing something was up. I was able to see angels when I was very small, and I don't remember not being able to. They were always just part of my existence. And then when I got older, I had this people would be, you know, your normal friends and things are asking questions, whether it was about boys or whatever it was about. And
right.
I would just kind of know the answer. I would just know the outcome. And I just thought I was like super smart and they were all just dumb, you know? You know, I was just like, duh. this is like common sense. Hello, you know,
right.
But it turned out that obviously there was more to it than that, but it wasn't like I heard voices or, you know, I didn't see things anymore. Like I used to see angels and things. I didn't have any kind of experience like that. It was all very positive and very, you know, nothing scary about it. It was, you know,
okay,
just really good.
Oh, well, that's good. Not like what's the other movie, the paranormal type movies with spirits of
right.
the body and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything like that. All I do still now when I have people in my office or when I'm doing a phone reading or whatever, it's all just information that comes to me that I don't know why I know. It just comes to me. It's I think it's angels just giving me the answers to people's questions and just putting it in my head. I just know there's never been anything scary. I've never seen anything scary. You know, the things I have seen, like been able to see are never frightening at all. And I do know a lot of other people with gifts like mine and not all of them have completely positive experiences like I did. So I always think I'm very lucky that I've never been afraid of it. Nothing's ever scared me. I've never seen anything scary. It's been really positive.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a reassuring for us. But at the same time, Lisa, since you probably have seen spirits and everything, what angel have you ever seen, like Gabriel?
Yeah, you know, I never knew when I was small, I never knew who was who. I think the most common one I saw was who I think is my guardian angel, who is always with me. I think that I've definitely seen and felt Archangel Michael's presence, Raphael's presence, for sure. Gabriel, absolutely have felt that presence. It's it's funny because everybody always asks me what they look like. And I really do think that they appear to us the way we think that they should look. So I always saw the wings and the robe and the entire thing, but it was very luminescent. It was very bright. It's hard to describe because it wasn't like they were transparent that I could see through them, but they were so iridescent that you could almost see through them. It's really hard to describe. But I could always tell. I can always even still tell which angel is around me based on the energy that I get from them. You know, so I get a certain energy. Michael comes through with a certain energy. Raphael comes through with a certain energy. And I can tell the difference.
Right. You know, when you talk about this energy, I think about the movie Powder, which dealt with somewhat with the concept of our being energy and going back to energy.
Absolutely. I mean, we are all bodies of energy, and we're our souls are energy, and that's how we know, you know, that our energy can't die. Energy can't go away. It can just transform. So that's how that's how I'm very confident in there being an afterlife. And I just know that from the experiences I have and the messages that I receive from people who have passed away, there's so much more out there. There's so much more after this life. Anybody who is on the brink of not, you know, of maybe being, you know, being close to passing, anybody that has any kind of fear about that happening, there's nothing but beauty and peace and a whole nother existence, you know, after this life. And I always love to reassure people of that, because a lot of people are very afraid of dying, and there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. You know, it's a beautiful experience. There's nothing to be afraid of.
No, it's not. It seems like it's an unpleasant thing, but it's really a beautiful thing. I know someone wants to hear about death or even think about it, but it's a wonderful thing. You going on to another world, which I have no idea what that is. But Lisa, what is like having these abnormal abilities amongst normal people?
You know, it's funny because a lot of people right now can relate to like the show Long Island Medium. And, yeah. You know, they see the way her life works, and she can't go to the grocery store or the bank or anything without these messages. That's not how it is for me at all. I can shut it off. I may get some sort of information, but I certainly don't have any kind of desire to, you know, go up to a stranger in the grocery store and tell them, that I have a message for them. It's something that for me, and I honestly think for a lot of psychics, most psychics actually, it's something that you can control a little bit. It doesn't take over your life, you know, like it seems like it does on Long Island Medium, it doesn't do that for me or for most of the people that I know that have gifts like mine. Thank God, actually, because that would be really difficult, you know, to function when you're constantly receiving messages like that. You know, I can shut it down. I can just be like, all right, I kind of throw myself into a bubble almost. And the only thing I can't control is the ability to pick up on everyone else's emotions, not necessarily messages. But if I go to, I talk about in my book that I wrote, I think it's under, they have a chapter on empaths, because a lot of us are empaths. And basically what that means is we're just able to pick up on the emotions of other people. And that can become very overwhelming when you get into a crowded environment. So like the mall at Christmas time, yeah, I don't go near the mall at Christmas time. Yeah, never. Black Friday, some people, you know, look so forward to Black Friday and that whole shopping experience. Me, I think, oh my God, these people are entering hell. It's horrible. You know, so I mean, I just, no way do I do stuff like that. I can't go to amusement parks, anywhere where there's a lot of people and a lot of strong emotion. I have to avoid. That's the only really negative way it affects my life at all. The only thing I really can't control is that.
Why, that sounds so scary, though. Just to know someone can actually look into your life and tell you what's going to happen. I feel like it's a power from God, though, when I think about it. I was going to bring a caller on who wants to get a reading from you. Texas Pearl, you are on the line, and thank you for tuning in.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm calling in from Texas.
Hi, Texas Pearl. Hi. Go right ahead. Lisa's listening.
Hi, Lisa. I was reading your bio, and I think you have a very interesting background, and I just wondered how you saw me energetically on a medical level, if you're able to do that today.
What is your first name is Pearl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I'm able to pick up on, and you're looking health-wise, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a like a chronic condition, something, some sort of ailment, disorder type thing that is something on your brain, something you're dealing with day to day?
Well, that could be a couple of things. I had a serious illness about 5 years ago, and I work to better myself every day, but I pretty much tried to go on with my life for the last couple of years. I really haven't been, and it's occurred to me lately that I kind of need to check on myself health-wise.
Yeah, I feel like there was something, there was something chronic, and when I say chronic, it just seems like something that you kind of have to almost have to fight through every day. You know, the kind of things that come up are like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, things that you actually have to kind of power through and force your way through to just be able to have and I keep getting energy, like being, not having a lot, at least at some point there was a time where you didn't have a lot of energy. I feel you being drained at some point.
Yes, I have chronic fatigue now.
Okay, so that's why I'm picking up on chronic fatigue. Okay, so I feel like it's definitely something that you're battling, and you know, and it's funny because it seems like the messages I'm getting are like, you know, that you're fighting it. You're not going down easily. You know what I mean? That you're really trying to just power through it. And I think that it's also weird because I'm getting a few different doctors being involved and maybe not having anybody really truly giving you answers. You know,
perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and it's like you keep going from doctor to doctor and nobody can give you an answer on how to fix this, how to make this better. And I just get an incredible amount of frustration. I feel frustrated. So I can't even imagine how you feel. I just get this incredible amount of frustration. I think, honestly, it feels like something that is going to pass all on its own. It's just going to slowly get better. And, like, you'll be able to look, you know, maybe a year from now and be like, you know, and examine life as it is right now from a year from now and see that it's a little bit better. It's going to take time. It's going to take probably a couple more years until you can really look at it and feel like you're well, you know, like it's better.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
My mother is very ill right now, and I'm responsible for her care. So a lot of what you're saying seems like a double image or a mirror of her condition as well, because I'm caring for her. So oftentimes we're so close that our energies kind of collide. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew that.
Yeah, I that's absolutely possible too, because I do get like, you know, I do get like this being a, okay. All right. Cause that explains a little bit, because I also felt like, you were much, much older than you sound. So that may be because of your mom's energy and the fact that, you know, you are caring for her. Again, this is something that I mean, for you, improves. It does improve. I just don't feel like there is any sort of magic cure, you know, and that's the sucky part, because, you know, it'd be great if somebody just gave you medicine and it went away, but I feel like this is something that's going to go away. Just like, you know, I always think of that I don't even know if it's true, but there being like every 7 years or so many years, we completely regenerate cells, you know, like all our cells change, all our cells are regenerated. And I kind of feel like that's how it goes away for you. It's just a natural progression where things just get better. And do you kind of feel, you know, because another thing I get is, do you feel kind of almost disabled?
Yes.
Or is that your mom? Is that you?
She's disabled, but I feel, because I don't, just about when I start to get going again, I'm exhausted. So, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I can go like a full day. I can go a full day, whatever I'm doing for a day or two. The third day, I've got to rest.
Yeah, yeah. And by rest, you're kind of like me, you're sleeping, yes?
I'm what?
Sleeping, you actually have to, like, sleep.
Well, this is me, reading,
yeah.
Researching, doing things on the internet, paperwork. It's sedentary things. And then sleeping, and that includes a nap probably later.
Okay, all right, because I also feel like sleeping really is a good idea, and I know that sounds ridiculous, but I kind of feel like a lot of this is going to get better for you the more rest you get, you know, but that's also hard because you can't really rest all the time, obviously, with your life being the way it is right now, but I do feel like rest is going to make you a lot better. Like, rest is a big part of this. But I also think, too, that it's really great that you're able to power through and still take care of your mom. But I just get this feeling of you feeling almost disabled from this illness.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. and the whole not getting answers, like, you know, you're so tired of going to the doctor and nobody being able to say, you know, did it take a really long time to even get a diagnosis?
Well, for my mom, it took a long time. That sounds like her. But for me, it was I had 5 years of an illness to go through. It was doctor after doctor. And for my mom right now, I've been nothing but doctors for the last 2 months.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I think for you, so you're suffering right now from chronic fatigue?
Yes, today.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. It's day by day, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's do you live with your mom? Are you guys living in the same place?
We live in the same city, about 20 minutes apart.
Okay. All right. Because there is a lot of crossover energy there. So that's why I asked, because it just feels like she's constantly close by, or which could be physically, or just never leaves your mind.
No,
you know?
I'm not.
Like,
I have to like cut cords and clear energy, take salt
right.
baths. I mean, I have to really work on it because her energy intertwines with mine. I mean, I can just think of her and then she'll call me. I'm an empathic and a healer. I mean, I can sit next to somebody who's had a cold for 30 minutes, and then pretty soon I'm processing their cold for them. So I actually had to kind of learn to work through that.
You do. You got to do the whole bubble thing that I do. You're basically having to, you know, I call it I put myself in a bubble, or I throw a bubble around. But it's really just white light. You just protect yourself with light. And that way you don't have, you're not taking on other people's, not only their emotions, because some of them are obviously going to be negative emotions, sad emotions, you know, all the different things, and having it then affect your mood. As a healer, it's even worse, because then you start to take on their illness. And that's the last thing someone suffering from chronic fatigue needs to do. And really getting, you know, protecting yourself with light. And I just call on, you know, the angels. A lot of times I use either Raphael or Michael, and I ask them to throw light around me. And that's what I call my little bubble, so that I can go through the day with this light around me, not being affected by everything that's out there, everyone that's out there. I mean, you know, people have problems, and it's really hard when you're someone who cares and someone who can sense it. You know, it's really hard to go through life with that. So being an empath, I always say it's the psychic gift you would return if you could. Nobody wants it, you know.
Right.
It's not a fun psychic gift at all.
Right.
It's like, I believe me, I feel your pain.
I don't mind hearing, and I don't mind, like, you know, when I can hear or I know things, that's fun.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, picking up people's energy and healing it without me knowing it, it's like, wait a minute now. I wasn't really in the mood for that right now.
I know, and I can totally relate with that. And I, you know, did a whole chapter on this in my book because I really think that that this is a problem that affects. It's a common psychic gift to be an empath, and I think it's one of the most common ones. And you know, I think it's something that we all, as you know, as light workers, and you're obviously a light worker as well, you have to learn to protect yourself.
Why?
You know, otherwise,
why?
You're never going to be able to get past the chronic fatigue. You're never going to stop. You know, you're just going to be exhausted all the time. And you gotta work on protection. You know, work on your bubble. Get yourself a bubble. You know, and just when you're around other people, throw that light around you, and you'll be okay.
Okay.
Right. God gonna see. I tell you one thing. God gonna see you through this, Pearl. And I just want to say this for Pearl. Come Holy Spirit and power. Please do what no person can do for themselves. Bring healing miracles and cures, turn impossibilities and possibilities. We ask all this believing in the name of Jesus and in his authority over all manner of sickness and disease. Amen. Pray God going to heal you in so many ways. You're going to come through this system.
Oh, amen. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Good luck, girl.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right. Bye-bye.
I appreciate the reading. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye, Pearl. Thank you. I tell you, Lisa, we go through so much trouble down here, and that's why I tell people we complain about the cause of stuff or someone else's trouble. But I love Pearl's spirit because she's not. That's one thing. You don't give up. Don't give up hope. You keep fighting that fight, Pearl.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We don't have a whole lot of choice. You know, we're here, and we're here to make a difference. You know, I think every one of us has a different difference that we're supposed to make. But, you know, and caring for someone who's got their own issues is exhausting, let alone, you know, having your own illness on top of it. So
exactly.
Definitely God bless her, and hopefully things get easier for her when she when she starts working on protecting herself, because that's huge.
Right.
Huge.
Right. Because I tell you, the devil stays busy. He wants you. That's what he wants you to do, give up hope. But I find what you do, Lisa, is so downright amazing, because in my heart, I feel like it just gives people another hope to look forward to. You were sent by God to complete this mission for me. You know, generally when you get a reading, the first thing you're looking for is maybe some kind of validation. You're thinking, prove to me you're a psychic, so I have reason to listen to you. But obviously, you have. But see, this is where it comes in with some of the fake and the real, because you got to watch out for that general fluff that could be interpreted as applying to almost everyone. Anybody could tell you, sure, you're broke. Of course I am. Of course I'm broke. I know that. Give me something else. Cause now, and why I say that too, Lisa, because my husband been talking to this pastor. Well, he been listening to his messages through the phone. And I told my husband, I said, be careful. He said, well, he told me that, you know, I'm going to come into a lot of money. I said, of course, I can tell you that too. Because what's 9 times out of 10 everybody mostly needs is money. Of course,
right.
You want a new house, the general stuff. I need you to break down
what's
going on with me. I have an illness. Can you tell me what my illness is? I don't need to hear it. See, that's where the general fluff comes in at. But see, with you, Lisa, you hit on point. Pearl knew exactly what you were talking about. You was right on point with that. I hope for so much for Pearl. I really do. And hopefully, Pearl, if you do, please pick up Lisa's book, Just Believe. It's an awesome book. Please pick that up. And we're going to talk a little bit about Lisa's book, too, in just a moment. But we're going to take a short commercial break, and we're going to be back. Please do call in, my loved ones, with your questions. Lisa is here to answer them. So do call in. Don't be afraid. I'm in the chat box, too, if you feel like chatting with me, and I can refer your questions to Lisa. But stay tuned. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
There's only one station that will keep you happy, Blog Talk Radio. We're taking more of your calls at 347-426-3751. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know you're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step. You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with Lisa Tarvis, and she just answered someone's question. So like we said, we hope for the best for Pearl. It's going to work through. But Lisa also has a great book out called Just Believe. Lisa, let's talk about this book. What will we find in it that will help us?
You know, the book was, I wrote the book trying to make it really simple. Getting a master's degree in metaphysical science, I read so many books that I felt like I needed a PhD to read. I mean, they were so complicated and so complex. And for me, I just wanted a simple introduction to, you know, about me, about my gifts, about my life, adding to it my beliefs have made me believe. The things that I just know, and I wanted to make it simple. You know, I wanted to make it easy to read, simple, not like, you know, not so hard to read that you get a headache. I mean, you can actually read the book, and, you know, people tell me all the time they read it like straight through. It's 180 some pages. It's not, you know, it's not War and Peace. It's short. It's an easy read. And in there, I talk about a lot of different things, a lot of things that I'm very passionate about. One being forgiveness. I always call myself a teacher of forgiveness. And forgiveness is so, so important. And I think that non-forgiveness, the state of non-forgiveness, causes so many diseases and causes us to get so sick. And we're not hurt, you know, and we're holding on to grudges that we think, you know, we're hurting the other person when the other person has so moved on and is not worried at all about whatever you're angry at them for. You know, it's just about learning how to let it all go. And I talk a lot about energy vampires, these people in your lives that just suck the life out of you just by being around them, and how to deal with them, you know, how to deal with that. Because we all have them. I mean, we all have people like that, and some of them are our relatives. Some of them live in our own in our house. You know, we have to learn to deal with them. And so I wanted to make sure that was in there. I talk about the chakra system, because, you know, I think I named the chapter "What the Heck is a Chakra?" You know, because people are like, you know, it's kind of a word that not everybody understands, but they're basically, you know, our seven main energy systems and our energy centers in our body, and every one of them is affecting, the seven of them together affect every single function in our bodies. And so right. when we get sick, you know, it's definitely related to one of our chakras. And that's why chakra healing is so important, that we keep our chakras working and clean and clear. And, you know, so there's a lot of different things in the book. I think somebody called it a great introduction to spirituality. And that was perfect for me. I was happy with that review, because I thought, you know what, that's a really good way of describing it. If you don't know a lot about spirituality, it's going to teach you a little bit about a lot of different things. If you already know a lot about spirituality, it's going to tell it in a simple way from my perspective, and my giving you the reasons why I have the perspective that I have. You know, because these things have been part of my genetic makeup my entire life. This ability to just know things about people, and just know things about the other side. You know, that was another chapter that was very important to me, was there is no death. You know, we don't die.
Right.
You know, our souls live on. And can I tell you exactly what you're going to experience on the other side? No. But I can tell you that it is a heck of a lot better than here, you know. So it only gets better. It only gets better.
Right, right. Now, Lisa, also, Miss Jules wants to ask, how do you see her divorce going for her? When does she finalize it?
When is her first name?
her name, if I'm saying it correctly, Jules, J-U-L-E-S.
Okay. All right.
Julia. Her name is Julia. Thank you, Julia. I'm sorry.
All right, Julia.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. It just kind of helps me to connect, especially if I don't hear their voice, if I have a first name. So that helps me a little bit. Seems like it's going to work out really well. There seems like there's a lot of issues right now, and I get a lot of issues around finances right now. And, you know, who pays what? I don't know if it's a support issue. I'm not sure. There's something going on there where it's a battle over money. I feel a complete and total just him giving up and just being like, whatever, you know, like, just whatever. I just want this done. And I don't think he's there yet. And I think that's probably some of the issue, but he will get to that point, and he will, I feel like there's going to be a nice balance. It seems like it balances out. It becomes less adversarial and a little more friendly. And that may be hard for her to believe at this point, but it seems like it's going to end up being easier and friendly. It seems a little volatile right now, but it does feel like it gets a lot better. And really, after the holidays, I would say is when everything kind of chills out, just kind of like calms down with the divorce.
That sounds good to me. Now, Julia, this is what I got to say for you, because I saw you. Get you a good plan together. The money, he's going to regret it. He sure is. Why can't he don't regret it? Mm-hmm. He's going to hate that. He's going to be disappointed that he gave up Julia. Watch and see. He's going to regret that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, there's nothing, you know what, there's no sweeter revenge in the world if you want to, you know, than living well. And I totally believe that. You know, you go on with your life. You keep powering through. You do the best you can do with your life. And trust me,
right,
that is how you feel good. Because there's that knowing that they regret, you know, the things they did or letting you go. There is some healing in that, for sure.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, we have a caller on the line from area code 319. How you doing, caller? Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Doing wonderful.
Yeah, I was just calling to see what messages my guides have for me.
All right. I immediately pick up on something about a relationship. Is this a romantic relationship?
It could be the romantic, or it could be a mother and son.
All right. Okay. Because I kind of get a romantic relationship that is either happening right now in your life. You know, like some kind of, and I get a little bit of turmoil, and I get a third party being a part of the turmoil. Does that make any sense?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know of a third party.
Well, I don't mean like somebody else is seeing, or, you know, I don't see like a cheating thing. It feels like somebody else, that like a person that's involved in one of your lives causing some friction in the relationship. And I'm not really sure what that is.
Okay.
You know, I just feel like there's a connection to a third person. And the angels give me this, they're basically saying, relax. You know, things are supposed to be exactly as they are right now. And even though they're not perfect, even though they're, you know, that you feel like you're struggling a little bit, it's exactly where it's supposed to be at this moment, and it gets better. you're kind of, you know, like if it's a roller coaster and you're going uphill, you're, you know, before everything gets easier and you go down, you know, you go down that same hill and it just goes so much faster. I see you on this like struggle to get to the top, but I really feel like you're almost at the top. So whatever's going on, and it's definitely a relationship issue, whether it's a romantic relationship or some other relationship. It feels like there's been a lot of struggling, but you're at the point where you're just about at the top when things all of a sudden just drop and get so much easier for you.
Yeah, I think it could be an older child that has caused all the turmoil. So I think I'm getting it now.
So,
yes.
All right. So if there's an older child in your life, you know, a child that you have in your life, that's the friction that I'm getting that must be causing some kind of problem with your relationship, your romantic relationship. So that I don't know what that's about, and I don't need to know, but I just, you know, that's what I kind of feel. But I do feel like whatever the struggle has been, it's about to get easier. And this child that's involved, that's not a child. It feels like it's your child, but it's not a child. They're adults.
Right.
I feel like there's a, I almost want to say, it's some sort of addiction issue.
Right.
And it feels like it's a huge weight on you. It makes your heart heavy, you know. It's a huge weight on you. It scares you. And it feels like something, you know, the angels just keep saying, they have to work this out themselves. You can't fix this for them. You know, this is this whatever's going on, you know, whatever the addiction is, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be a drug addiction or an alcohol addiction. It can be an addiction to a person who is bringing them down. You know what I mean? It can be a mixture of those things. But it feels like they've got, you know, you've got to let go of it and allow them to figure it out on their own. And I don't know how you do that as a parent. I have older kids. Mine are 16, 20, and 21. And I got to tell you, it's really, really hard to just let go and let them make their mistakes and let them screw up. But that's the path that you've got to be on. You know, you've got to just leave it in God's hands and pray and you know, send positive energy and all of that. But you know, don't take it on as your burden. You know, that's an important absolutely. Don't take it on as your burden. It's not. And as much as it hurts you, you have to, that's like a lesson for you, is to let go. And if they crash and burn, they crash and burn. It's their path, you know?
Right. Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
It gets better, I promise.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a blessed one.
You too.
Yeah, it's very hard. And I'm a mom too, and to me, Lisa, you be wanting to do so much for your children because they're your babies. But like you said, you can't let that burden weigh on your shoulders. Look, tell me like this. Look, you're grown now. I did what I had to do. Of course, you always gonna be my baby. No matter what, you're gonna be my baby to the day you leave this world. But at the same time, you gotta learn from your mistakes. Kieran would take you out. They would. They would stress you more than anything in the world because they always want to be dependent. That's why even at 8 years of age, I tried to make my twins as responsible as much. And I know they're 8, but I'm trying to make you responsible, young ladies. Because when you get out there, this world is not gonna be—it's not gonna be sugar and cream. But you gotta learn how to work out your own problems. You can't keep coming back to me for every time you get a bump in the road, you got to learn how to get out there and fight that bump. Get that bump. That's how children are. You got to push them on out. I know she don't want to, but you got to. Don't let them burden you. Don't let them do that. And if you feel that they need a little bit of your help, help them. But don't hinder them. Do not hinder them. Let them learn. They got to learn. They got to learn.
Yeah, and that's really hard for parents. It's so hard because we love our kids. And we used to be able to solve all their problems. But, you know, little kids, little problems. Big kids, bigger problems. And they've got to start learning how to work through this stuff themselves. And that's not what, I mean, that's just not, I don't think that's natural, especially as a mom. And I'm sure as a dad too, but from a mom's perspective, I just don't feel like it's natural to just let your kids sink or swim. You know, you just want to save them. And a lot of
right,
times you just have to let them go and
right.
let them go through whatever they've got to go through. And I know that's hard.
It is, but I agree with you, Lisa. You got to, because children will take you down. You help and everything if you let them. So let them learn on their own. They got to give them a little bit of guidance and tell them, hey, the rest is on you now. The rest is
yeah.
on you.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. You be there, you love them, you support them, but at some point, you let them, you got to let them go. You got to let them make their mistakes. You know, and that's part of the whole circle of life thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. It's never easy. But Lisa, what actually drew you to metaphysics?
I'm sorry. What? Can you say that again?
Yes, ma'am. I was asking. Well, I guess I could rephrase it. Why were you initially drawn to metaphysics?
Well, I think it was really honestly from my childhood. I mean, I think that, you know, the second I started understanding that not everybody could see angels, not everybody, you know, that everybody else wasn't stupid and I wasn't, like, super smart. It was, you know, it was sort of a situation where I think I started wanting to know why I knew the things that I knew. And when I did that, when I started down this road to study, you know, religion and religion didn't click with me. It wasn't. I was drawn to so many religions that I knew it wasn't religion. That wasn't it. It had to be something bigger. And so I started looking at it from a spiritual perspective, and you know, and then looking, okay, all religions are right. You know, we have to do is all believe in a higher power. And then I started getting into the nitty gritty of metaphysics, you know, and metaphysics is such a huge umbrella. You know, metaphysical science is huge. I mean, there's just so many things that fall under there. You know, there were just so many things I was drawn to, whether it was herbs, you know, using herbs for medicine, crystals for healing, energy for healing, dealing with the fact that we can actually stay healthy if we stop being angry, you know, if we let go of anger, if we practice forgiveness. There were just so many things that resonated with me when I started studying metaphysics, and it just became my, you know, my passion.
And that's a great passion to have. Like I said, it's a mission from God to just do that.
I really think that, you know, I'm not supposed to find a cure for cancer. I'm not supposed to, you know, my mission in life isn't to, you know, run a country or something. My, you know, I don't have that sort of purpose. My purpose is to help people, individual people every day to touch as many lives as I can by something I put on Twitter or on Facebook or by somebody who buys my book and reads it or by somebody who, you know, gets a reading from me or a healing session from me, whatever. That's my purpose. One at a time to help people, one person at a time.
And you know, so it's not something where I'm going to touch millions of lives a day, but
right.
It's one at a time. It's one at a time.
Right. But Lisa, with these psychobabies, is it possible for anyone to really have them?
Everybody has them. I really do think that. And people question that all the time because but you can shut down. You know, it's we overthink. So many of us overthink and we overlove, you know, and it seems like you can't overthink and you can't overlove, but you can. And when you do those two, if you do one of those things, let alone both of them, you shut down your intuition. And your intuition is where God talks to you, whether it's through angels, whether it's through spirit guides, whatever. You're going to get the information through your intuition. That's most of us, that's where our psychic abilities are, you know, lie. It's that gut reaction, that gut feeling. And if we just shut off our thinking a little bit, because what we do is we then rationalize or derationalize the whatever it is that we're feeling. Because to us, if it doesn't make sense, then it can't be real. And it's not everything's supposed to make sense. You always listen to your gut. I must say that a billion times a day, whether it's to my kids or whether it's to you know, my friends or whether it's to clients. That gut reaction, that gut instinct is always going to be right. It doesn't let you down. It's amazing. It's amazing how you just, I mean, silly stuff like, you know, I play this trivia game on my phone, and it's so funny because I'll be playing it. I'm like, I have no idea what the answer to this is, and I look at the A, B, C, D choice, and it's just like, all right, stop thinking, stop the heart, stop the brain, and let's just go with my gut reaction. And I got to tell you, it's always right. It's always right. You don't want to play trivia with me. I'm going to beat you because I know how to listen. I know how to listen to my gut. I know that gut feeling. And the second I start thinking, wait, that can't be right, that's when I get the answer wrong. You know, you just have to go with that first gut instinct.
Right. Well, basically, yeah. If you look at it, some people have a stronger feeling. Yeah. But you know, I guess that is true. Cause growing up in school, coming up, you know, if one of my friends was, I knew that. So I guess I do. I'm agreeing with what you said. Everybody got a psychic ability in them somewhere.
Absolutely, and it's there for all of us.
Right.
It's there for all of us.
Too, Lisa, but we know we all have that little intuition.
Yep. Absolutely. And that's what basically being a psychic is. It's a, you know, it's an ability that lies in all of us. It's there in all of us, but it lies dormant in so many of us because we rationalize and we, you know, and we love and we want and all this stuff that comes from your heart and your brain. And instead of knowing that, and sometimes, you know what, some of the worst comments I get, the you know, people that get mad at me for my readings and things, I'm telling you like it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to blow sunshine up your butt. I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. And
right.
And it's not always what you want to hear. I always say don't. Okay. If you want to go to a psychic that's going to tell you what you want to hear, don't come to me.
Then go
because
right
I'm going to tell you, tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm getting, and people, a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to hear what they want to hear, you know, and that's just not the way it works.
Right. And I agree with that 100%. If you want the fluff stuff, as we mentioned, then that's what you're going to get. But in all reality, like you said, I'm not going to give you the birds and the bees and make this like a Cinderella story. I'm going to give you what I actually know and tell you what God has given you the ability to do is to pass that on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly where it all comes from. You know, there's nothing bad about it. There's nothing evil about it. There's nothing negative about it. It's all, you know, just an ability that we have as psychics that we can connect and we can listen to those thoughts that come into our head, those pictures that flash through our brains, whatever it is, you know, it's listening to. Everybody gets them. Everybody has them happen. You know, it's just a matter of dismissing them because you start thinking or feeling it. You know, you start thinking or loving it or hating it or whatever, you know, and you don't want to hear it. You know, you just have to be open, and everybody can, you know, you don't have to pay a psychic. You can actually figure it all out for yourself, but you've got to be willing to hear, you know, willing to connect, willing to listen.
Right. Well, Lisa, I really do thank you for coming back on. And if anyone can tell that they won't tell about any of this today, trust and believe it. The people who called in, they didn't know Lisa. Lisa told them all this was real. So it wasn't nothing fast pull over your head. One thing of that sort. But if you don't believe, well, I guess I have to say that's on you then. But
yeah,
please do the book, Disbelieve. Lisa, if the listeners want to get in contact with you, please give them your email address and website where they can reach you.
Yeah, anybody can find me at www.lisatarves.com. That's LISATARVES.com. And there are links to Facebook and Twitter. I'm constantly got stuff going out, great articles, great information, great quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Just really inspirational stuff. So, yeah. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun to be me, you know? It just is.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, they can follow me on any of those things or contact me through my website, lisatarves.com.
Right, because I always get your letters on Twitter. Might don't have time to read a lot of them, but Lisa be posting them up. They be good artists, too, so definitely follow her on Twitter. For all my listeners who tuned in today, if you prefer, you can email me your address like Julia did at technishaday@gmail.com. That's technishaday@gmail.com. I will be glad to give you a special gift tuning in because it means so much to me. But Lisa, I thank you again. Hopefully we'll be able to do this in the near future.
I would love to.
Thank you, Lisa. You have a blessed one.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. And before I leave you, my dear friends, I'd like to give you the truth of the day, which is being true to your feelings allows you to participate in sincere communication with others. People always know when you are speaking from sincerity and truth rather than simply saying something they want to hear, as we spoke just a moment ago. Through being honest about your feelings, you will draw honest people to you. This allows you to build and have real communication and lasting relationships. Trust your feelings when you desire to express yourself. It is not what you say, it is how you say it. You can say anything to anyone as long as you say it in the appropriate tone of voice with appropriate words. Today, trust your feelings when communicating with others. Enjoy the day, everyone. God bless you, and I will see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.